Hello. Thanks for being here on this April 3rd date, 56 years after the Reverend Dr. Martin Luther King Jr. delivered his famous I've Been to the Mountaintop speech in Memphis, Tennessee. As always, he preached nonviolence, urging economic boycott instead. We don't need any bricks and bottles. We don't need any Molotov cocktails. We just need to go around to these stores and to these massive industries in our country and say, God sent us here to say to you that you're not treating his children right. He acknowledged the challenges of the time, words which remain relevant today. The world is all messed up. The nation is sick. Trouble is in the land. Confusion all around. But I know somehow that only when it is dark enough, you can see the stars. And I see God working in this period. Martin closed his speech with, like anybody, I would like to live a long life. But I'm not concerned about that now. I just want to do God's will, and he's allowed me to go up to the mountain. And I've looked over, and I've seen the promised land. I may not get there, but I want you to know tonight that we, as a people, will get to the promised land. The next day, Martin Luther King was assassinated. Let's turn now to the gospel. The guard is yours. Go secure it as best you can. So they went and secured the tomb by fixing a seal to the stone and setting the guard. Matthew chapter 27, verses 65 and 66. Pilate gives the order to set a guard at Jesus' tomb. But there is a hint here that Pilate is not sure they'll be successful. He tells them to secure the tomb as best you can. Is he beginning to wonder about this person he executed? Is he wondering whether they, or anyone, can keep Jesus in the tomb? The soldiers not only set a guard, but sealed the stone. This echoes the story of Daniel being sealed in the lion's den. To forestall any tampering, the king sealed with his own ring and the rings of the lords the stone that had been brought to block the opening of the den. When the king went to the den early the next morning, Daniel was unharmed. Daniel said that God had closed the lion's mouths so that they could not hurt me. Through Jesus, God has closed the mouth of the great lion, death itself. Death is now a birth to new life. It seems too good to be true. That's why we have this 50-day Easter season, to let this truth sink in. Talk to the Lord about death. He's gone through it. Spend some quiet time with the Lord.